Hey, what's going on, everybody? Nate Bailey here, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. It is the day after Christmas. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. If you do not celebrate Christmas, then hope you had a great day. So today, we're coming up on 2016, and the conversation that is going around and that happens every time this year is resolutions and goals, and what are you going to do to kickstart your 2016 so that you can figure those out and let them go by the end of the week. And so what I want to talk to you today about is getting clear on some outcomes, getting clear on what it is that you actually want, which should be pretty simple to do. But many people have no idea what they want. I fell into that same category, never actually taking the time to figure out what I would want. I would set these goals, resolutions, targets, whatever the hell you want to call them, before ever first figuring out what it is that I actually wanted. You see, the reason that we don't accomplish our goals and New Year's resolutions every year, because it's shit that we think that we should have or that sounds great, but it's not something that we truly, clearly, absolutely, 100%, backed by commitment and ruthless action, want to achieve. You see, you need to know why you want to do something before you can go and do it. Because if you don't know why, and that why is not strong enough, that holy cause, that purpose, and that passion driven behind what it is that you said that you want to achieve, all it is some baseless declaration of something that you say that you want, when truly you do not want it. Truly, it is not something that you really want, because your reason why is not big enough. It's not big enough to take the steps on a consistent daily basis, ruthlessly committed at a level 10, all in, to make sure that that thing happens. You see, because if you're committed to make something happen, that means that it will happen. You're either all in or all out. As my boy, my coach, my mentor, my friend, Satema Ghali, Reverend of the Revolution, has said, stop stopping. If you're going to commit to do something, to create something in your life, to get something that you don't currently have, to get someplace that you currently are not, you need to stop stopping. You need to make the decision and take the action, and do not stop until you actually get to that destination, to that place, to that thing that you said that you wanted. So when we talk about New Year's resolutions and goals, what I would like to call targets that we are focused in on and have a mental clarity that is unquestioned, that is clear, and that there is no doubt in my mind that I'm going to make happen, I know that I will accomplish that, because it's backed by my why, my holy cause, my purpose, and my commitment. Because the reason why I want what I say I want is big enough to drive me through those tough times, through those days when I don't feel like doing the work, through those long days when I have a million other things to do, through those days when my three young children are nipping at my heels asking for their father's presence, asking for their father's attention. On those days when it could be easy to justify not doing the work that is going to be necessary to get me where I said that I wanted to be. And the only thing that's going to push me through that, that's going to push me through to make time for not only my kids and my wife and all the other things that pop up on those days, but also for the things that I said that I would do, that I committed to doing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I've fallen into the same traps The only difference now is my level of commitment is all in. My reason why is crystal clear. And I'm able to recognize now those drifts. Those drifts that are taking me off course and taking me away from the things that I said that I wanted in the first place. So now, all I need to do is figure out what I truly want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want in your relationships? That should be an easy question. The first time I had been asked that, I was like, well, I want a great marriage. I want this amazing relationship. Which sounds all great, but really is bullshit. Like, what do I truly want? Like, how many times do I want and need to have sex with my wife? How often am I going to take my wife on a date? How often am I going to create space for my wife and I to actually talk, to connect? Not just talking about calendars and where we need to bring the kids for the week, but like truly connect and communicate on an intimate level to continue to strengthen the bond between myself and my wife, which is only going to affect and strengthen the bond that we have with our children. How do I want my wife to react when I come home every day? My kids come screaming and running around the corner every day when I come home, so excited to see their father giving me hugs and kisses. And that's what I want with my wife. And that's what I'm talking about when I say that I want to know what I want, to be clear, to have the clarity, so that I can actually create some targets that I can take action on a daily basis to create those things that I want. By saying that I want an epic and amazing marriage is bullshit. And how are you going to do that and create that through the other areas of your life? How do you want your spirituality, religion, faith to look like? What can you do every day to make those things happen? What do you want? How much money do you want to earn in the next 90 days in your business? How much do you want to net? How much do you want to pay yourself and take home? And how are you going to make that happen? And making these clear outcomes or targets so that we can set a plan in place to actually make that happen. What do you want to create and accomplish in your body? And don't just say lose a bunch of weight, especially if that's not something that you want. It may be something that you think that you should do. It may be something that you really should do or would definitely benefit you. But if it is not something that you really want, and there isn't a clear why or reason powerful enough to back that with commitment and action, then you're wasting your breath and you're wasting the ink in the pen that you're writing down those targets with. So here's what you're going to do. Call to action. Why? What is your why? What is your holy cause that is driving you and that is going to continue to drive you in all areas of your life? That's going to push you through those hard days, those days when you do not want to do work. It's easy to do the work when we are motivated and committed and it's early on and it's fresh and the shininess is still there. But when that shininess starts to rub off and the motivation starts to waver and go away, and we have that tough day in those trying times, because those times are going to happen, make sure that why is big enough. And what do you want? What outcomes do you want? That when at the end of the 90 days, you can look back after accomplishing those targets and look back to where you started and be like, yep, I just made some progress. Like, I wasn't sure I was going to accomplish this, but I had my reason why. I backed it up with commitment and action, and I made it happen. And it wasn't easy, but I made it happen, and I'm in a better spot and a better person and in a better place than I was 90 days ago because of these outcomes that I had chosen. And then once you know what you want, what are you going to do over the next 90 days on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to make it happen? What benchmarks do you need in place 30 and 60 days so that you can look and basically see how you've been making progress and whether you're not or not you think that you are still on track to accomplish those big ass goals and targets? So what's your why? What do you want? And what are you actually going to do to get yourself there? Love you guys. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.